We ask that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us today.
我们求圣灵在我们当中引导我们。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for this day.
主耶稣，我们为今天感谢你。
We thank you for the opportunity to gather and to worship you.
我们很感谢你，我们有这个机会一起在一起来敬拜你。
We ask you to clear our minds of all of the things that might distract.
我们求你现在把所有在我们脑袋里面阻挡我们的事情都挪开。
We want to lift up your name, Lord Jesus, and bring glory to you.
我们高举你的名，让荣耀你的名。
We pray in your name.
我们藉着你的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The message today, living the Christian life in an unchristian world.
今天的主题是在一个不信的时代，活出基督信仰的真谛。
And we're not only living in hard times today,We're living in times when the Christian life and Christian lifestyle is not easy.
我们不单单是活在一个不幸的时代，我们还是活在一个要活出基督信仰的一个很困难的时代。
After asking Jesus into my life and seeking to live out my Christian life for over 60 years,
我 DK 哈，我已经信主了60年了。可是我每天都想寻求活出一个基督徒的生命。
I just want to share some Bible passages today that I am living my life by.
我今天想跟大家分享一些经文，就是我依赖这些经文来生活的。
Verses that I am hanging on to.
就是我耿耿地找着这些经文。
I know that my personal security is a reality.
我知道我个人的困难，我的永生是实在的。
Because of Jesus and His work on the cross.
因为主耶稣他在十字架上为我的救赎，也为我死在十字架上。
But my joy and sense of living victoriously comes from my daily relationship with the Lord Jesus.
因为我每天跟主耶稣基督建立很亲密的关系，所以我就有喜乐，我就可以活出一个得胜的生命。
And with the Bible.
也是因为从神的话语里，我可以这样活出来。
We walk by faith today as perhaps never before in our lives.
我们从来没有这样的活出我们的信心出来。
The first one that I want to look at is Matthew chapter 6 verse 33.
第一个我想跟大家分享的是从马太福音第六章三十三节出来。
We must seek first the kingdom of God.
我们要先求神的国。
The Bible says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
经文说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
To seek means to search for something or someone.
寻求的意思是寻找某个人或是某件东西。
To seek means to try to find someone or something. To search for something means to try really hard to find it.
也是尝试去找一找某个人或是某个东西。寻求是需要用心用力去找。
In Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13,
在耶利米书二十九章十三节
，You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
Let's look exactly what that says.
我们要看看这个经文说什么。
This would be the Lord speaking to us.
这是神跟你说话。
He says, "You."Seek me.
他说你寻求我。
And you find me.
你找到了我。
When you seek me.
当你寻求我的时候。
with all of your heart.
用你所有的心力。
So if we're going to seek first the kingdom of God, we seek with all of our heart.
我们先寻求神的国，是用我们整个心来寻求神的国。
To say to seek first the kingdom of God means
去先寻找神的国的意思是什么？
Seek first means before anything else.
是寻找什么东西，任何东西之前。
To seek first also means because it's the most important thing for us to seek.
先寻求他的国的意思是，这个是最重要的。
To seek also means ask for help or ask for advice.
寻求也有那个寻求帮助，或是寻求意见的意思在里面。
When we're having a hard time finding and understanding the kingdom of God,
如果你觉得明白神的国的意思很困难，
ask someone else for help.
你找一个人问问吧。
Number two.
第二。
Proverbs 3:5 talks about we must trust the Lord.
箴言三章五节说我们要专心依赖耶和华。
Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不和依靠自己的聪明。
That means we can totally depend upon and trust the Lord's character.
这是意思是我们可以完全的信靠神的。
Character is the inside of us. What we really think, what we really believe, what we say, that's our character.
性情就是你心里面的所有的想法，你的说的东西，你所看的事情。
In the unchristian world that we live in today,
在现在这个不幸的时代，
we can depend upon and trust the Lord's character and only the Lord's character.
我们只有也只可以信靠我们的神的性情。
We can also depend upon and trust the Lord's ability.
我们也只有可以完全的信靠神的大能。
There are some things that I might want to do to help you, but I'm not able.
有时候我很想帮助你，可是我没有这个能力帮助你。
But the Lord has the ability to do anything we need done.
但是我们说信靠的神，他有能力去帮助你。
This man behind Pastor Evan.
这个坐在杨卫牧师后面的这个弟兄。
I believe you're the one with the daughter with the cancer, right?
你就是你的女儿生病了。
Yes. I had a sister, one sister.
我只有一个姐妹。
That battled cancer.
也是在跟癌症在战斗。
I had a niece, a young niece, who battled cancer.
我有一个外甥女也在跟癌症在打仗。
The Lord has the ability to do one of two things.
神有能力做两件事情当中的一个。
If he chooses to, he has the ability to heal her.
如果他选择的话，他可以有能力去医治。
But he also has the ability to give strength and courage to live every day.
他也有能力赐给每一个生病的人勇气、能力去胜过每一天的。
And only God has that ability.
只有神有这个能力。
It doesn't matter how much I love someone.
不管你多爱一个人。
My ability is very limited.
我的能力很有限。
We can also depend upon and trust the Lord's strength.
我们也只能够完全的依靠神的大力。
Sometimes I am weak.
有时候我很软弱。
I don't have the ability to live for the Lord. I am not strong.
我没有能力为神生活，我真的不强壮。
But I am thankful we can trust the Lord's strength.
可是我告诉你，我们可以相信信靠神的大力。
Every day.
每一天。
There is a saying that we use in English, and I don't know how you would use in Mandarin.
有一个说法在英语里面，我不知道国语怎么说。
When I would say God is good.
当我说神是好的时候。
You would say all the time.
你就会说。
And then if you said all the time,
如果你说所有的时间。
I would say God is good.
我都说神是好的。
So we can trust the Lord's strength all of the time.
我们可以信靠神，无论是什么时候。
We can also trust that the Lord Jesus is truth.
我们也相信我们的主耶稣就是真理。
Have you ever had anyone that told you something that was not the truth?
你有没有试过有人告诉你的东西不是真的？
Jesus Christ will never tell you anything but the truth.
耶稣只会告诉你真理。
Because he is truth.
因为他就是真理。
Truth comes from him to all of us.
真理从他而来，临到我们每一个人。
So to live the Christian life in the unchristian world.
所以在这个不信的时代，怎么样活出基督真理呢？
We must trust the Lord Jesus.
我们一定要相信神耶稣。
The third one.
第三。
In Acts chapter 5 and verse 29,
使徒行传五章二十九节
we must obey God.
我们要顺服神。
But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men.
彼得和众使徒回答说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
If you have a job in today's world,
如果今天你有一个工作，
you will have a boss, right?
你就有一个老板。
And you do what your boss says,
你就老板叫你做什么你就做什么。
Or you're out the door.
你一定要做。
We need to obey God all of the time rather than just what man says.
我们要顺从神，不是要顺从人说的话。
Well, I have a job. I have to obey my boss.
可是我有一个工作，我一定要听我的老板的话。
But when I'm trying to live the Christian life in today's world,
可是当我们在这个时代想活出一个基督徒的生命，
I choose to obey God.
我选择去顺服从神。
God wants us to obey, but He doesn't make us obey.
神希望我们信靠他，可是他不会逼我们的。
We have two daughters.
我们有两个女儿。
I wanted my daughters to obey me because they loved me.
我想我的女儿听我的话，因为她们爱我。
Not because I have the authority to make them do things.
不是因为我有权利要逼她们来爱我。
We need to obey the Lord Jesus Christ because we love Him.
我们信靠主，听他的话，因为我们爱他。
And because He knows what's best for me.
因为他知道什么对我们是最好的。
Just this summer, we have elected two new governments.
我们这个暑假，我们选了两个政府的主席。
A new government for Alberta and a new government from Canada.
新的政府的管理给我们这个二省，也有一个新的给那个联邦政府。
And we're being told by our governments to be quiet about God.
我们他们常常都告诉我们不要怎么说关于信仰的事情。
I was preaching in Calgary last Sunday morning.
上个星期天我在卡加利讲道。
And the man who was leading worship like Priscilla was a while ago.
有一个男的弟兄好像刚才 Priscilla 做的。
He's been teaching public school for about 30 years now.
他在那个公立的学校教书三十年了。
And he said to me the first time for in 30 years.
他说三十年来第一次。
He is not allowed to sing one Christmas carol or say one thing about Jesus Christ in the entire Christmas season.
他说在圣诞节的时候他不可以第一次他不可以三十年以来第一次他不可以唱这个圣诞歌也不可以把他的信仰说出来关于圣诞节的。
And this verse again says, but Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men.
经文说，彼得和众使徒回答说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
Brenda and I stopped and had lunch in Leduc coming up here today.
我跟我太太今天来 Edmonton 的时候，在中间我们停在 Leduc.
And the young lady who was our waitress.
有一个年轻的女孩子是侍应。
When we had finished, I asked her a question.
我们吃完了，我就问她一个问题。
I said, "Are you staying right here around Leduc for Christmas?"
你是不是在 Leduc？留在这里过你的圣诞节。
She said, "No, I will go out west of town to my family for Christmas."
我会到西边我的老家那里过我的圣诞节。
So I asked her a question.
我就问她一个问题。
Will you celebrate Christmas or will you celebrate a holiday?
你会信过一个圣诞节还是过一个假期？
I love the way she answered.
我很喜欢听她的回答。
She went like this to me.
她点说
，Merry Christmas.
圣诞节快乐。
You know, everybody's telling us don't say Merry Christmas. You're just supposed to say Happy Holiday or you know Have a good holiday. But we're going to say Merry Christmas to people.
很多人现在都说过一个快乐的假期，可是我们还要说圣诞节快乐。
I have had people over the years past, but I would say Merry Christmas to them.
我以前跟很多人说圣诞节快乐。
They would respond by just saying Happy Holiday.
他们的回答就是假期有一个好的假期。
But we are told by the Lord God to tell the whole world about Jesus.
可是神要我们向全世界宣扬耶稣基督圣诞节。
There is no better time of year than for you and me to talk about Jesus than just say Merry Christmas.
圣诞节是最好的整年里一年里你最好的一个机会跟人说关于信仰关于耶稣。
Our society has told our God.
这个世界向我们的神宣告。
To get out of the family because there is no God.
离开我们的家，因为世界上没有神。
Society has told our God to get out of the biblical marriage of a man and a woman.
这个社会告诉我们要神离开我们圣经所定的婚姻制度，一夫一妻。
I'm sorry. As I told you a few moments ago about my school teacher friend that cannot say anything about Jesus, so society has told our schools get God out of there.
就好像我刚才跟你分享的一个朋友，他做老师的，现在学校里面不可以把我们的信仰说出来。
And we've told God to get out of our judicial system.
我们这个世界也告诉我们的神离开我们的学校，离开我们的司法制度。
Because if you talk about Jesus, that's hate material.
因为如果你说关于耶稣的事情，他们说这是歧视，这是针对别人。
Just recently, a Christian group in Toronto applied for a permit for a concert.
最近在多伦多有一群人，他们向申请做一个 concert， 做一个音乐会。
So the government in the city of Toronto said, "No, you cannot have a permit for your concert."
多伦多的政府就说。不可以给你们一个批准开一个音乐会。
Because some of the songs that they were singing indicated that Jesus is the only way to heaven.
因为在他们所唱的歌里面有几首歌说耶稣是唯一得救的途径。
And they said that's illegal.
他们说你这样唱是犯法的。
So we've told God to get out.
我们的政府就叫神离开。
Our society told God to get out of the government.
我们的社会要神离开我们的政府。
Do you remember when the provincial election was happening and the federal campaigning when it was all happening?
你记得在选跟那个联邦在选领导人的时候。
Did you ever hear any of the politicians make a strong statement and speech about their belief in Jesus Christ?
你有没有听过任何一个候选的人很认真地说分享他们对耶稣基督的信仰？
Because that's a very negative thing to talk about Jesus in your life.
因为现在是很负面的，如果你分享关于你的信仰。
But we must obey God and not man.
可是我们一定要顺从神，不是顺从人。
If you and I do not say anything for Jesus,
如果你跟我都不跟别人分享关于耶稣基督，
How are the generations behind us going to know anything about God?
我们的后代怎么样可以认识神呢？
That's why I commend Priscilla. She's in a Christian setting where she can teach about Jesus Christ.
所以我很欣赏 Priscilla， 她就带领我们敬拜神。
Then in Mark chapter 14 and verse 38,
马可福音十四章三十八节
we're going to see that we have to watch, watch, and watch.
我们总要警醒，警醒，警醒。
It says, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
总要警醒祷告，免得惹了迷惑。你们心灵固已，固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
You know, what if I were to ask you when we got finished to close your eyes and come up on the platform? Just keep your eyes closed and walk up on the platform.
如果我告诉你，闭着你的眼睛走到台上来。
And then I ask you to keep your eyes closed and walk back off.
我要请你继续的闭着你的眼睛回到你的座位。
And I ask you to close your eyes and go out to your car.
之后我就告诉你闭着你的眼睛去你的出外面到你的车哪里。
And then get start your car and drive down the street, but keep your eyes closed.
如果我告诉你闭着你的眼睛开车到路上去。
You would say, DK, that is so dumb.
你就会说 ，D.K. 你太愚蠢了。
But trying to live the Christian life in an unchristian world with our spiritual eyes closed is the same thing.
如果你活在这个不幸的时代，闭着你的眼睛要活出一个基督徒的生命，这是很困难的。
We have to watch what's happening around us all of the time.
我们要打开我们的眼睛，看这个世界所发生的事情。
If someone's going to run through that door and come up here and grab me,
如果有个人跑进来找着我，
they didn't come from the door to here in one step.
他从门口跑进来不是立刻的就可以来到台上的。
They took many steps to get here.
他有几分钟才可以来到台上。
And I'm going to be watching while they're coming.
我就看到他跑进来。
Oh, if I close my eyes, I hear the noise, but I don't see anything.
如果我闭着眼睛，就是只是听到声音，我就不知道了。
And if we close our spiritual eyes, we know things are not good, but we don't see what's happening around us.
如果我们闭着我们的属灵的眼睛，虽然我们听到，可是我们还是看不到所发生的事情。
We need to keep our eyes, our ears, and our hearts open to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们需要把我们的眼睛、耳朵、我们的心都打开，才可以听到圣灵的声音带领。
This is how the Lord helps us see what's really happening all around us.
这是神怎么样的帮助我们的方法。
If we have never asked Christ to come into our life,
如果你从来没有邀请神进入你的心里面，
And we've never asked him to forgive our sins,
如果我们从来没有求神原谅我们的罪，
And we've never yielded our life to him,
如果我们从来没有把我们的生命交给神，
then the Holy Spirit does not live in us.
这样圣灵就不是住在你的心里面。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who helps us see what's going on around us.
就是圣灵帮助我们看到所有在我们周边发生的事情。
You know, when you and I heard about and we watched on TV and we read about what happened in Paris, France,
我们也在电视上哈，可能在新闻里面看到法国巴黎所发生的事情。
You and I see that event differently from those who do not know Christ.
你们看到巴黎所发生的事情，你的看法跟不相信神的人的看法是不一样的。
We see it as more than just someone being cruel or mean.
我们不单单是看到有些人是很凶恶、很邪恶的。
We see that as sin in a person's life being expressed.
我们就看到人的生命给浪费了。
And we need to be watching him all of the time so we can see what's happening around us.
我们需要必不断地打开眼睛，才可以看到在我们周围发生的事情。
And when we watch, we see the Holy Spirit helps us to see when Satan is trying to lead us into sin.
我们要打开眼睛，才可以看到圣灵带领我们看到，魔鬼又把我们引诱去犯罪。
So we must watch all of the time.
所以我们需要不断的警醒。
When we stop watching,
如果我们停止了警醒，
Satan gets the advantage.
撒旦就有权利来伤害我们了。
And then we realize we have been overtaken in sin.
我们就会发现我们在落到罪恶当中。
So for us to live the Christian life in an unchristian world,
所以要我们在这个不相信的时代怎么活出一个基督徒的生命？
Keep your eyes, ears, and heart open.
把你的眼睛、你的耳朵跟你的心都打开。
And let the Lord help us day by day.
让神每天都帮助你。
The next one is in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6.
以下是《生命记》三十一章第六节。
That's where we must live having godly courage.
你们当活出神的刚强。
He says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you."
你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你们的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
All of these things, like what happened in Paris, it creates a sense of fear all over the world.
就好像在法国巴黎所发生的事情，它在整个世界上弄成了很多的惧怕。
People are afraid to get on an airplane.
人不没有胆量去坐飞机。
They're afraid to go to a big event in the city.
他们很害怕在城市里面参加一些大的聚会。
But this says that we must be strong and of good courage.
这里说我们当刚强壮胆。
And don't be afraid, don't fear.
不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们。
That means when you go to sleep at night.
如果你晚上去睡觉的时候，
you trust God because God gave you His courage.
你相信神，因为神赐给你勇气。
Godly courage takes away the fear.
神所赐给你的勇气，就把你的害怕挪开。
Second Timothy, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, 可以。
Second Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7 says,
提摩太后书一章七节说，
We must not.Live in fear.
我们不要活在恐惧中。
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
God has given every Christian the spirit of power.
神赐给每一个信徒都有属灵的能力。
God has given every Christian the spirit of love.
神也赐给每一个信徒有一个属灵的爱。
God has given every Christian a sound mind.
神也赐给每一个信徒有一个完美的思考能力。
So because God holds us in His hand.
因为神把我们放在他的手上。
It doesn't matter what happens out here around us.
无论在我们周周发生什么事情。
We have God's courage and we have no fear.
我们有神的赐给我们的勇气，我们就不害怕。
If we do not know that we have the Holy Spirit living in us.
如果我们不知道有圣灵住在我们里面。
Then we're going to have no courage and be full of fear.
我们就没有勇气，就常常会很害怕。
The Holy Spirit inside,
圣灵在我们心里面，
gives courage and drives away fear.
赐给我们勇气，把害怕驱走。
Godly courage means you know that God is with you all of the time.
有神所赐给我们的勇气，这个勇气是不停的在我们心里面的。
There's a song that God has laid on my heart about the last month or so, and you won't have to try to sing this. I'll just sing part of it.
You don't want me to sing?
No, you can, if you know it, you sing too. I'll just sing the chorus of it.
他现在有唱一首歌，他叫我不要唱。
He's the God on the mountain, and He's the God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make Him right. He's the God of the bad times, and He's the God of the good times. He's the God of the night time, and He's the God of the day.That's what this verse means right here.
You want me to translate? 他这首歌所唱的意思就是说，无论你在好的遇到好的时间，遇到坏的时间，无论你是在山的高处，在低谷里面，神都是你的神，他都与你同在。
George, with your permission.
He 就是想拥抱我一下。
Godly courage
神的
comes because we know that He will not leave us nor forsake us.
神赐给我们的勇气，就是我们真正的知道他不会离开我们，也不会丢弃我们。
Because He's the same God all the time, living in us in the Holy Spirit.
就是无论是什么时候、什么晚、什么时间，他都是同一样的神住在我们心里面。
And that means while we live the Christian life in an unchristian world,
就是在这个不信的时代，我们怎样活出基督徒的真理出来？
We can live in peace.
我们可以活出平安。
We can live with joy.
我们可以活出喜乐。
And we can live with hope.
我们可以活出盼望。
Even in an unchristian, ungodly world.
就算住在一个不相信的时代，我们也可以这样活出来。
When we celebrate Christmas,
当我们过圣诞节的时候，
and we talk about the Advent season,
我们现在是在一个 Advent, 就是预备过圣诞前的40天。
We talk about peace, joy, hope, and love.
我们谈到了平安、喜乐和爱。
And when the Holy Spirit lives in us,
当圣灵住在我们心里面的时候，
we have peace and joy and hope and love all year long.
我们就有平安、喜乐、爱，
not just at one season.
整年都在我们心里面，不单单是在圣诞节。
Psalm 37, verse 7 and 8.
在诗篇三十，
we must not fret and worry.
诗篇三十七篇七节到八节，对不起
，I'm sorry。
我们
Psalm 37 verse 7 says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass.
你当默然倚靠耶和华，内信等候他，不要因拿道路通达的，可拿恶谋成就的，心怀不平。
Have you ever asked yourself the question, why is it I live for Christ and everything goes wrong?
你有没有曾经问过自己，为什么我要活出基督徒的生命，可是好像什么都不对劲的，什么都坏，都不顺利的。
And many times the people who believe nothing about Jesus seem like everything goes right.
有些不相信神的人，看来他们好像什么都很顺利。
This says, do not fret because of him who prospers in his way.
圣经说不要因为哪些成功的人，很有成就的人，你就觉不开心。
It doesn't matter how life is going for everyone else out here.
对于你来说，其他人怎么的生命怎么样，你不需要理会。
It's just that I trust God, I obey God, I have God's courage, and therefore I'm not going to worry about everything.
这是因为你相信神，你有神所赐给你的勇气，你就不需要畏惧，你就不需要害怕。
I don't know, but maybe you have a family member or a close friend who's already lost their job this year.
可能你有朋友，可能家人今年已经没有工作做了。
I have friends who've lost their job this year.
我有很多朋友今年就没有工作了。
And to not fret and not worry.
不害怕，不担忧。
Is not the same as saying, I don't care, I don't think about it.
不是等于我不介意，我不理了。
If you have to provide for your family,
如果你需要供养你的家庭，
you need groceries,
你需要买菜，
you need clothes,
你需要买衣服，
you need transportation,
你需要开车，
you need a place to live,
你需要交租。
Yes, you are concerned about my job.
当然你很紧张，你没有工作。
But he says for us not to be worrying and not be fretting about it.
可是神告诉你不需要担忧。
One of the reasons is there's nothing you can do about it, right?
最重要的原因就是你不可没有什么东西你可以做。
I'm going to be trying. I'm going to try, and I'm going to try.
我不断的尝试。
Verse 38, Psalm 37, verse 8 says, Cease not from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm.
诗篇37篇第八节说，当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。
You know, you go to bed at night and you're worried about something.
如果今天晚上你睡觉之前你很担忧，
and you can't sleep.
你睡不着，
you roll on this side.
你就翻来覆去，
then you roll on this side.
也翻来覆去，
and you worry all night.
你整天晚上都在担忧，
you get up the next morning, you're tired.
明天起床的时候你就很疲倦，
and you're really hard to get along with.
你就很难过，
your attitude is really bad.
你的态度不好。
We would have been better off to give it to the Lord and just gone to sleep.
我们最好的就是把所有的担忧都交给神，就去睡觉吧。
And then the next day when we get up, we try again. We work hard at trying to solve the problem.
明天起床之后，我们再努力。
And then Proverbs 24:19 says, "Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the wicked." Again, it just says, "Don't be worried about everybody else. You just be concerned about me."
箴言24:19说，不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要嫉妒恶人。他的意思就是说，你专一的倚靠神，看着神，其他的人怎么样，你不要管。
And then number 7 is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. We must pray, pray, and pray.
这是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十七节，他说我们要祷告，祷告，祷告。
We have two translations here.
我们有两个翻译。
The first one says, pray without ceasing.
第一个的意思是不住的祷告。
But I like the next one that says, never stop praying.
可是我个人来说，我比较喜欢第二个的解翻译，就是说永远不要停止祷告。
If I were to ask you the question today, do you know how to pray? What would be your answer?
如果今天我问你，你懂得祷告吗？你怎么回答我？
Then if I ask you how much do you pray, what would be your answer?
如果我问你，你有多祷告有多少啊？你怎么回答我？
Some writers tell us, writers,
有些作家怎样说？
That the average Christian prays from 3 to 5 minutes every day.
一般的信徒每天祷告就是3到5分钟。
And that most pastors or ministers pray from 5 to 7 minutes every day.
传道人牧师每天都是一般来说祷告5到7分钟 5 to 7 minutes.
5 to 7 minutes.
That's it.
That's it. And so I want you to think with me.7 days, if you prayed 7 minutes, you haven't even prayed an hour in a week.
如果我跟你一起算一算，每天祷告7分钟，一个星期一个小时的祷告都没有。
So that says 1 hour prayer,
一个小时的祷告
and 167 hours of no prayer.
167小时没有祷告。
How can we have any spiritual power like that?
你怎么样可以拿到得到神赐给你属灵的能力了？
You can't live the Christian life in an unchristian world on 5 minutes of prayer every day.
你怎么样可以靠着五分钟每天五分钟的祷告，就可以在这个不信的时代活出基督徒的生命？
We learn to pray like Pastor Evan prayed before we began.
我们要好像杨卫牧师刚开始崇拜之前的祷告。
And then Antonio, is that right? Prayed from here.
就好像海滨在台上祷告。
And then Priscilla prayed from here.
也要 Priscilla 技术的祷告。
Then I prayed from here.
我刚才也祷告。
And Mabel prayed from here.
我翻译她的祷告。
That's great. That's wonderful.
这个很好，很好。
But that will not get you through the week.
可是对整个星期来说，这是不够的祷告。
We learn to pray when we're riding on the city bus.
我们坐在公车上祷告。
We learn to pray while we're driving.
我们开车的时候祷告。
Now keep your eyes open and pray while you're driving.
你开车时的祷告，请你打开眼睛。
We have to learn to pray all day, never ceasing, never stopping.
我们需要不断的祷告，不要停止。
Oh, how I encourage you to pray, pray, pray.
我真的很鼓励你不断的祷告，祷告，祷告。
If you need help to learn to pray, ask someone that you know.Who prays and who knows how to pray? Ask them to help you.
如果你不懂得祷告，你就找一个懂得祷告的人，求他帮助你，教你怎么祷告。
Brenda and I were in the Dairy Queen in Cochrane about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
两三个星期之前，在 Cochrane， 我跟我的太太。
A man who is 67 years old.
有一个67岁的男人。
Asked me, said, DK, will you help me learn how to pray and give me something to read and study to learn how to pray?
有一个老人67岁问我 ，DK， 可不可以教我怎么祷告？给我一些文章、一些书，教我怎么祷告，让我可以看看。
That's a great question because we need to know how to pray. Praying is not just me talking to God.
我们真的很需要学习怎么样的祷告。祷告不单单是我跟神讲话。
You notice whether we're Mandarin or English speaking.
不论你是讲国语的还是讲英语的。
We all have two ears.
我们都有两个耳朵。
And one mouth.
一个口。
That means we need to listen more to God than we do talk to God.
这是意思是两个耳朵，这是一个口的意思是你要多听，小一点说话。
Prayer is asking God to help us hear what He's saying to us.
祷告的意思是你要听神怎么样跟你说话。
Number eight.
第八。
Galatians 6:9 says.
加拉太书六章九节
We must never give up.
我们永远不要放弃
Let us not become weary in doing well. For at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
我们神圣不要算自如不灰心到了时候就有收成
We're in hard times to live the Christian life.
我们现在要活出基督的生命是很困难的，在这个时代。
Brenda and I have seen some people give up.
我跟我的太太看到很多人都是放弃了。
They give up physically. They don't worry about trying to work anymore. They don't care if they pay their bills. They just give up.
有些人他们已经放弃了，不管了，没有钱交租啊、交费，他们都不管了。
There are people who claim to be Christians that give up.On their Christian life.
也有基督徒放弃他们基督徒的生命。
There are many people who would say, in a case like my new friend here, that if there was a God, my daughter would not have cancer. Therefore, I give up on God.
也有人说啊，如果如果真的有神啊，我的女儿就不会病了。所以因为我的女儿还是病，我就放弃了，我就不相信了。
But this verse says that if we let us not become weary in doing good, but the proper time we'll reap a harvest if we do not give up.
这里很重要的时候，他说经文说。不要丧志，不要灰心，因为到了时候，就是那个神的时候，就要收成。
We live in a time where many, many people are giving up.
我们活在这个年代，很多人放弃。
May I encourage you?
我鼓励你。
Please don't give up.
请你不要放弃。
The ninth one.Psalms 145 verse 7.
诗篇145篇第七节。
We must learn to celebrate often.
我们要时时的颂赞神。
This verse says they celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness.
他们纪念你的大恩，就要传出来，并要歌唱你的公义。
Priscilla, if I may compliment you.
Priscilla, 我想称赞你。
When you sing,
当你唱歌的时候
it's obvious that in your singing you are celebrating the goodness of the righteousness of God.
当你唱歌的时候你是颂赞神的好的神的公义神的 好的神。
You don't only celebrate when everything's going good.
你不是每个好的事情你都颂赞的。
You need to celebrate the Lord and His righteousness even when things aren't going good.
你要颂赞神的公义，虽然好像事情不是很好的，发生不好的事情。
The word celebrate and the word party are not the same thing.
颂赞庆祝不跟这个 party 不一样。
I think one of the major mistakes of Christians.And churches and families today is we don't celebrate enough.
我相信今天最大的问题，无论是个人、家庭跟教会，就是没有颂赞神，颂赞的不够。
You don't have to have a bunch of people to celebrate.
你不需要一定有很多人一起的来颂赞神。
And you don't have to have a lot of money to celebrate.
你不需要一定用很多钱。去颂赞神。
I've been in some celebrations that had hot dogs, and it was better than some of them that had a steak dinner because they're celebrating the good things of the Lord.
虽然我颂赞神，只有一个 hot dog 就是一个包一个包，可是我的颂赞神比吃很美很好的菜更加的有意义。
And the last one is Leviticus 19 verse 1 and 2。
最后就是利未记十九章一到二节。
We must be holy and seek to live holy。
我们要圣洁且活着圣洁的生命。
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say to them, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
耶和华对摩西说，你要与以色列全会众说，你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
Yes, when I asked him to forgive my sin and come into my life, he made me holy.
是的，当你祷告求神进入，求耶稣进入你的心里面，你是圣洁的。
But I need to seek to live a holy lifestyle.
可是你还需要寻找怎么样活出一个圣洁的生命。
So what is our main goal today?
所以今天我们最重要的目标是什么？
In this unchristian world,
在这个不相信神的世界
by the help of the Holy Spirit,
靠着圣灵的帮助
we seek to be like the Lord Jesus.
我们需要学习好像耶稣一样
and if we're like him, we'll be holy and we'll live holy.
只有好像耶稣一样，我们才可以圣洁，才可以过一个圣洁的生活。我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, how do we ever say thank you to you?
耶稣，我们怎么样可以跟你说谢谢呢？
We cannot understand how you could love us so much.
因为我们真的不明白为什么你会这样爱我们。
And we know that the only way we can live a Christian life today is by faith in you.
我们知道今天如果我们要活出一个基督徒的生命，我们就需要依靠你。
We seek your kingdom.
我们要寻求你的国。
We trust you.
相信你。
We obey you.
顺服你。
We'll never give up.
永远不要放弃。
We'll watch and we'll watch.
我们要警醒
警醒。And we'll pray and we'll pray.
我们需要祷告祷告。
And we'll be of good courage.
我们需要神赐给我们的勇气。
God help us to be holy.
神啊，帮助我们要圣洁。
May those who do not know you that live around us.
求你让那些不相信、还没有相信你的人，在我们周遭生活周遭的还不相信你的人。
God, we pray that they will see you as we live our lives.
我们希望神啊，他们可以因为我们活着基督徒的生命，他们就可以见到你。
Now, Jesus, I ask you today.
耶稣，我们今天求你。
To be with Pastor Evan and those who work with him here.
求你与杨卫牧师跟同在，也与所有跟杨卫牧师一起侍奉的人同在。
Oh God, pour out your power and your blessings upon the pastor.
神啊，求你把你的能力、你的恩典啊，浇灌杨卫牧师。
Help the Christians to live for you.
帮助所有基督徒啊，活出基督徒的生命。
And help those that are not yet Christian.
帮助那些还没有相信你的。
To give their life to you.
把他的生命交给你。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.